Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
In the beginning of Mishnayis, right in the beginning of Masechtas Brachos, it should have had a preface, Moshe Kibbel Torah Misinai, the transmission of Torah through the generations. Why suddenly by Pirkei Avos asks about Tanur and other Rishonim, did we wait to give over this Moshe Kibbel Torah Misinai? Drasha Saran explains that the Hashkafa, the theology of Judaism, is mostly transmitted orally from Moshe Rabbeinu, from the Nevi'im. All that we know about Chiyus HaNesim, about Olam Haba, about the Neshama, about Gan Eden. And most of our Yesidei Adas, the foundations of our belief system, are transmitted Baal Peh. And somebody that says, I only abide by the Halachic Torah, and not by the Ashkafic Torah, is in fact the Alpikaris, and the Ikre Adas, the Yud Gimel Ikrim, are all theology, mainly transmitted, and almost not noticeable, in Torah Shem B'Ksav. And the Ran explains that the main schar of a Jew, forever and ever, is believing in what was transmitted orally from generation to generation. Explains the Baal Tanur that we would think that the midas and the ethics are man-made for civilization. They're chokhmah, but not a transmission through prophecy from on high. And that's why, dafke and Pirkei Avos, do we stress that all this is also transmitted from Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not man-made Benjamin Franklin ways how to act. In fact, most of the drushes that Chazal learned out of Psukim, most of those halachas were also halachah l'Moshe m'Sinai, and Chazal were mandated to find sources how they're hinted to in the Psukim of Torah Shebiksav. But not that they actually created the halacha from the drush of Torah Shebiksav. There are instances when halachas are forgotten completely, that the Bezdin Belishkis Agazis has a right to actually recreate the halachas through the Yud Gimel Midas Sha'atayr Nedreshes. But by default, they were darshaning the psukim to find how it's encoded, what was already transmitted orally from Moshe Rabbeinu. Like, for example, the drasha that Rus was mutter to marry into the Kali Yisrael, because my avi, v'loy my avis. That was a drasha that might have been forgotten because nobody ever needed to use it. And those that had the transmission remember that there was such a halacha of my avi, v'loy my avis, and it's hinted to in my avi, and therefore v'loy my avis. But on the most part, the drashas are just weird. The halacha that was transmitted and not forgotten is hinted to in the Torah. The Sefer HaChaim, a very holy Sefer from the brother of the Maral Miprag, who the Shlach HaKadosh says was written Beruach HaKadosh, asks why we don't say Rabbeinu Moshe. Why do we call him Moshe Rabbeinu? He says it's only because Moshe was complete nullification to only transmit the word of Hashem, because he was nothingness, he was bottled completely, he was only Moshe. That gave him the schus to be Rabbeinu. And in a similar vein, he says, we don't say Hanovi Yeshaya, Hanovi Yirmiyo. We say Yeshaya Hanovi, Yirmiyo Hanovi, because even if somebody prepared himself to be a prophet, Hashem still had to choose to stream to him the prophecy. And the more bottle the Navi was, he was only Yeshaya, he was only Yirmiya. Then Hashem chose him to stream to him the Nevuah. But everything we have is divinely inspired.
Kol HaLashon, a whole world of quality content.